And we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight. We've had her many times before, but she's going to talk about their upcoming production of Prokofiev's Cinderella, and that's going to be May 4th through the 6th. It's at the main stage at IU Northwest in Gary. And, of course, the founder and artistic director of the Indiana Ballet Theater, Gloria Tuohy. Gloria, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.
Aloha, Gloria.
So tell us about Cinderella. You have someone else choreographing this one, I think, this time. And you kind of, while you do shows over again, I don't know how many times you've done this Cinderella, but I think each time it's done is kind of a unique production, you know, sometimes different costumes and things. So, but tell us about this particular production.
Yes, each time, you know, because many people see it over and over again. So we do change the choreography from time to time. So a lot of the lead parts are choreographed by Amanda Tuohy, and she's my daughter, but she's also, you know, teaching at the Joffrey right now, doing all kinds of wonderful things with dance.
You've already had auditions for this or in the process of doing that. What ages do you look for? Is there younger kids in the Cinderella?
Yes, actually, it goes all the way down to the age of 4. So all the little mice that make Cinderella's dress for the ball are in this production. So we typically have about 100 in the production.
You started Cinderella over 25 years ago at the Star.
Oh, yeah.
So
yes,
there's been a lot of performances.
Yeah, it's one of the ballets. We have 9 ballets, but that one is the longest running, other than Nutcracker. So,
do you have any outreach associated with Cinderella?
Well, you know, we bring in the guest performers. So we have Frederick Davis coming in from Tennessee, and so then a lot of the leads are actually fairly local. Cinderella herself is Amber Mack, and she's from Valparaiso.
Yeah, your costumer, right? Your costume designer.
She also is a costume mistress, but she's also a full-time mother and nurse, so quite a busy lady. But they come to us, they never seem to want to leave because they have such a good time.
You've done this at multiple venues in the past, but this year you're only doing it main stage at IUN. But maybe tell us about that, your experiences at the IUN and everything like that. And you're only doing it for, like, looks like one weekend, where you have done multiple weekends before.
We have, but we just find ourselves so busy with, you know, the building that we'll talk about in a few moments. But so IUN is very gracious to partner with us and keeping the costs affordable and making it possible to do that. It's difficult because, you know, Cinderella has a coach and large props that just won't fit on the majority of stages.
Right. Having done the musical version of it, I know the feeling. And the old rule in theater is if you build it for to be on stage, it's like a change of scenery. It has to live off stage at some point, too. So.
Yes, I'm usually the one that's designing the on stage things. And, you know, I went down to a very small coach when we did it at a hall last year. So the year before that, 2021, actually, it's the last time we did this. So we did it in 3 different halls, and it was quite a challenge.
I'm sure. I mean, are you doing the full ballet, or how long does the performance go?
It's about an hour and a half, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's move on to the Classical Arts Center, which, you know, I've been in touch with you at some of the events you've done, and tell us about an update of the status of where you're at with that. And I know you're constantly raising money for it because, you know, you have a goal and so. And of course, with the new news that's come out about the hospital in Munster trying to get rid of the Center for Performing Arts, your place might become a really item in the Northwest Indiana.
Well, we're hoping so. And, you know, a lot of the vision for this is the fact that I came from England and I've seen it done over there, what they've done with renovating. And it's amazing. They've had theaters built by private entities that have gone on to join with the nonprofits to make a very successful arts facility. So this is what we're trying to do right there on 2323 North Main Street in Crown Point.
Right. And that used to be the, well, I guess it was the nurse's home for a while, and it served mm-hmm. several, but it was basically kind of just sitting there vacant and not operation. Yeah. So it's great.
Right. It was vacant for 30 years before we took it over. So.
And what kinds of things are going to be in that building?
Well as ourselves, it'll be all of the other arts, visual and performing. And we've expanded on all of that now and thought of putting a 1,000-seat theater on the back end, which we hope will become another mini Star Plaza type for the region. And Northwest Indiana Symphony, 100% behind us doing that.
Oh, so, I'm sure.
Yes.
Well, we have our final minute here. We want to give you a chance to talk about the dates, also your website and how people can find tickets and everything for your upcoming production of Cinderella.
Right. And take classes.
Yes, that's true. We have classes and summer classes coming up. But May the 4th, it's from 1 o'clock and 6 o'clock performances. The 5th is at 2 p.m. And on the 6th, we have the field trip for the schools at 10 a.m. And they can go to ibtnw.org for tickets.
Well, that's Gloria Tuia from the Indiana Ballet Theater, Cinderella, May 4th through 6th at Main Stage, IU Northwest. Gloria, thank you for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure to see you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
And a Spotlight Extra, the 2024 Northwest Indiana Listen to Your Mother, a series of live readings by local writers about motherhood, will be presented on Sunday, April 28th at 3 p.m. at the Hobart Arts Theater. VIP and general admission tickets are available online at ltymnwi.ticketleap.com. Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.